1T1T. Hoyo Boys, episode 78. Did I say 78? 78, yeah? 78. Live from London Podcast Studios.
Hail, hail.
Hail, 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 hail.
Energy, man. No energy, man.
Nah, there's energy here today still, man. But quickly, man. It's going to be a speedy episode still. We're going to get straight into it, mate. Do you know what I mean? In the studio today, who have we got?
Boy, Draco
Mace, CNN of life.
I keep
bro.
Telling you, man, I did an ad Mace to the Draco. Bro.
Draco Malfoy. I've been on a Harry Potter marathon still, yeah. You're a bad guy, bro. Nah, I've been man saying, I don't like you, bro. In the films, anyway, you get me? You're doing Harry Dirty still, man. You keep it, you even tried to kill Dumbledore and that, bro.
Nah, that's
I'm not happy, bro.
That's not me.
I'm not happy,
Black
bro.
Draco, you know.
That was it. What's he got? What's he got?
HD, man, my wow.
HD.
Yeah, man.
High definition.
What happened to the Moscow, bro? You left that alone, fam.
I was changing that like Wagwan now. Good drink, man.
But did you see that when we done the live show in there? Did you see the way he was just backing the whole bottle before he came on?
Well, that's why his eyes, he was leaning, fam.
I was nervous, innit? I had to release some nerves, bro.
You say you get nervous in front of the crowd, innit?
Yeah, man.
Are you sure it's just nerves?
No.
I'll call it to my body. Bro, this is more than nerves, you know.
It's nerves, man.
Why though? You're a fan favorite, you know? Someone said in the comments, I miss my hour.
Yeah, I saw that.
These times he was in the episode just before, you know. I was thinking,
I saw that. And you know what? That made my day, man. That made my week, in fact. Sorry, man.
So your mental must be high right now.
It is, man.
Alhamdulillah,
man.
I'm in the studio today, Deebs. I'm here.
Got your boy, the Berry.
The Ballet.
Get it disgusting.
Now, you know what? Let's just stop you there, yeah? Because
you like it, though.
No,
it?
No, I don't like it. But listen. Someone said, yeah, in the anonymous thing, yeah, someone tried to use all them names to try and address me, yeah. I didn't even repost it, but I was thinking, you scumbag, yeah.
Bro, yeah, right, you have to tell this, you know me.
I don't know you, bro. Like, I can't, like, do you know what I mean? These are my friends, right? Yeah, the joke can't fly if I don't know you, do you get me? Like, just keep it to like maybe like two, you know what I'm saying? They named the full 5-6 of them, bro. I was thinking, what?
I guess like that, man.
It's a bit mad. But yeah, man. I'm here in the studio today. We also have a friend of the show, you know,
Tyrese, man.
He's basically like what the
Yeah, I know you're coming request that, right? How are they doing?
Can't be there.
Oh shit!
I was expecting a quick live performance, bro.
Nah, rules.
You went, what's rules?
Darius wanted to turn to 50 Cent really quick, you know. Sorry.
Quickly, just shout out request live quickly. Just shout out.
Request line, what about?
Just shout out on the camera.
Oh yeah, man, come on, request line. That's where we're going for the R&B. You ain't gonna hear nothing like that right now. Like, it's crazy, right?
Come
like, on. No, R&B is back in style. Like, we're not doing the gangster thing no more. Like, bro, just be relaxed. Just be chilled.
All right.
Like, everyday drill gun, get the ops. Like, bro, sometimes... Get me? Let's mingle, man. Let's mingle with the ladies. Have a good time, man.
Come on.
So some good times, some bad times. Laugh and joke about it. Sip some juice. That's what it's about, man.
For real. 5th of November, though, yeah. Make sure you get tickets, innit?
Bonfire night, so you know it's going to be sparks, brother. It's going to be sparks, my brother. Serious.
Go on.
Hey,
go on. And in the studio today, we've got the original Alpha. The original, yeah. Before all this Alpha
stuff.
This is
my daddy's daddy.
Yeah, yeah. This guy was sticking on people before anyone else was on the internet. No, I'm joking. Nah, but in the studio today, man, we got Lucas, man. We got yourself.
Appreciate you, man.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Thank you for coming on.
Oil, fam.
Oil.
Nah, yeah, man. I appreciate you guys, man.
A lot for coming on, man. We appreciate it still. Obviously, because we're just getting straight into it, just want to quickly run through everyone's mental health. Just want to check everyone's mental health this week. So if we just start from our guy over here.
It was a 7. And that's like a 5, you know. Yeah, man.
What, she didn't text you back?
You're tripping.
She always texts back, bro.
Jay, over the weekend, I just woke up here one day and had a mad pain on my side, didn't it? I don't know what it is. I've just been messed up the whole time, so I'm off work for a little bit.
Can't you check it? That.
Yeah, one GP gave me like a little an inflammatory thing. Is your first scan later?
Muscular? Muscular or?
I think so, but then it moved from my back to my side, didn't it?
It's moving.
What exercises do you do that use the muscles in your back though, really?
I'd say for anything, personally, for anything to do with pains and that, for your muscles, I'd say
resistance. Just changing the topic.
No, but I was still gonna bring it back. Don't worry. I don't think Lucas is going, but don't worry.
You're talking about the cure, but what's the initial exercise that causes those kind of pains?
It's upper back, so it's different.
Upper back.
Hopefully your pain gets sorted out. Stop googling it though. Don't do that. Worst thing in the world.
So you're dying.
I said, fuck it. But the symptoms matched what I was. It was saying that it could be permanent.
I can't even say what I searched here or what I thought I had or what I had. I searched it. It said it was something else. I can't even reveal what it was.
You've left out the interpretation. You know, in the comments, yeah, right? What do you think he Googled, didn't it? What do you think he searched? Well, it's coming like, you see, you search your illnesses, yeah? It's like flipping, it's gone out of my head.
But it's always worse when you search online, like you see some mad things, bro.
And to the pictures as well. It's always craziest pictures first.
It's the worst, man. And especially when you go, for me anyway, man, I drink kicks and it's like, hold on, DJ. Sounds like, okay, cool, this is not really
impossible,
like,
bro.
What I've come here to look for. I've got a headache, brain tumor.
But this is also not my headache, you know. It's not brain tumor, man.
That's dumb. But they'll say shit like that, though. I'm saying
100.
Crazy. This week I am a solid 7. It's calm.
That's good.
Steady, man. Going along, man.
Because even the way you're dressed in this rain is like, boy, it should be a 10, boy.
Nah, you know what it is,
yeah? Explain, fam.
You know what it is? I came from, I don't have a coat in it. I don't have a coat, yeah. I just don't want a coat.
It's a bit early anyway, to be fair.
Yeah, like, I don't want a coat.
Watching doing. I don't want for
please. But you know what it is as well? Podcast, we're going to set up a GoFundMe. Let's get boobs in.
A GoFundMe,
Rain like this. It's not fair on him. We're going to get this boy a coat before Christmas, please. This is not on. I'm not having this.
Obviously, I came from my house. Obviously, my house is warm, isn't it? So I wore shorts. It's warm in there, man. So I wore shorts, isn't it? And then I just thought, you know what? Let me just. I'm comfortable, man. I'm chilling with the man, them still. It's not every day put on jeans and put on, you know.
A tracksuit will do, mate.
You know what's mad? I don't own any tracksuits, bro.
So you don't own a coat? You don't own a tracksuit?
No. Not even like that, but I've deep to here, like. Where do I wear tracksuits to, bro? Because on a day to day, like normal day, like, I don't really get cold in my legs, innit, man? Kicks ball and all that. So I wear shorts. I don't own tracksuit bombs. Like, if I'm not wearing shorts, I'm stepping out. And when I step out, I'm not going to wear a tracksuit, innit? So I'm going to wear jeans.
Fair enough.
You get it? Well, I'm
not
out.
Good, Chai, but if you're not,
if I'm not good, you be the first one. I can't. Hey, Jacob, please borrow me some clothes.
Me?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Let's young boy.
Come on, man.
Let's move on to our next person, please.
Yeah, whichever out of 10, man.
I'll say 8, you know.
That's good.
Hey, just gym in it, man.
Is gym good for mental health?
I think it's the best thing, man. Especially for men. Like all this whole, you know, not everyone's comfortable talking to somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even though that's hugely promoted and you should, if that's cool for you, but going to the gym, it works hand in hand. Like you're fixing up your body.
Yeah.
You're focusing on doing that. So your mind requires
discipline,
consistency, commitment. That automatically is working your mental.
But how often do you go?
So I started consistently about 18 months ago. Every day.
So year and a half,
every day?
That's it?
Yeah, 2 days a week sometimes. But the last 2 months...
Wait, what? You mean
2 times a day?
2 times in a day, yes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes like I even go back 3 times in a day.
You live close to it or something?
So... It became my thing, man. So I have like 4 or 5 gym memberships. And anywhere.
But like, I'm just going to ask you the question, everyone. In the comments, we got like, what's saying? What? You don't... No?
That's why... So even like, for example, my lunchtime...
Yeah.
Rather than just eating my food at lunch and my office or whatever, I go to the gym.
He works at office and then goes to town. That's dedication, you know.
I go in the morning, go lunch, go in the evening.
So your body don't hurt, like?
Nah. But
you've only reached the stage where you don't even hurt no more. You're used to it, innit?
To get back into, so like in the last 2 months, like I said, summer and all the rest of it, I've chilled. So I've been doing like 3-4 days a week. It's harder to get back into that rhythm again.
Yeah.
Like it's hard. And then, the recovery, like you notice, because I did it so consistently, like I didn't think I noticed it. I just was just doing it.
Okay.
Now that I've taken that break to try and be that consistent again, it's like you notice that you haven't rested.
Yeah.
As before I didn't. But yeah, no, it works hand in hand for your mental, man, honestly.
Mm.
Probably the best I felt mentally for 5-6 years.
That's good, man. That's good.
But that consistency is crazy, because if I have one thing that fucks me up, then I might just not go in gym for a bit. Like, if I lose the momentum, I lose it for a bit, and I have to work to get it back.
Yeah.
3 times in a day is mad.
Do you subscribe to that thing where it says after a certain time it becomes a habit? I think it's 14 days or something.
It's tough for me. I don't like to subscribe to all these different theories and what somebody's telling you, because you're your own person. Do you know what I'm saying? And the way you can come find a habit in the gym could be different to the way I formulate a habit in the gym. You might like doing just calisthenics or something. Just go there, quick pull-ups, 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You can find that easy to do every day or every 2 days and find a nice routine. Some people, it's actually, I like going with my mates. And you formulate a routine there because you have a partner with you. But then when the partner goes, is your routine set?
Yeah.
It's down to the individual for me personally. Like, go based on what you like doing, what's comfortable for you, what you can make or incorporate into your lifestyle. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
If it's your lifestyle, it's harder to break that habit then, isn't it?
I hear it still. Hey, if you don't like talking to people, go gym, man.
Nah, real talk.
But one thing I'll say though, if that's your thing, let's say you're going through something and you have to go to gym, that might be a bit of a problem. Because if gym ain't there and now you have to personally go through it, and that's the only way you deal with what you're going through, going to gym, that's bad, isn't it?
It's not the gym though, it's exercise, no?
Do you know what?
But if that's your goal too, like sometimes you just need to go through whatever you're going through, not try and get your mind off it by doing something.
Okay, yeah, no.
If that's you sure?
not there. Yeah, no. No, I'm trying to say, like, certain times you need to hit rock bottom just to experience it, then you can work your way back up. But if every single time, it's like people that have like drink or smoke, if it's not there, they don't have a goal to you, and now they have to go through it for the first time.
Yeah, but that's a bad thing though, to like smoking and drinking.
Like just blocking out problems in general.
But that's what I mean, like not dealing with it and always having something to
Do you think the only way to deal with a problem, and this is what I like, this is my thing moving forward, to be fair, with the whole mental fitness thing. Like, do you think, like, and I specifically say for as a man, because I think we find it hardest to talk in it. Do you think that speaking to somebody is solving a problem? Or is you actually being able
to... You know what, yeah? I used to feel like it doesn't, but then I feel like it depends on who you're speaking to. Because if you're speaking to, like, let me just be blunt about it. If you're speaking to an idiot about something, then what's going to come out of that conversation won't be beneficial to you. But sometimes, if you just speak to someone with a brain, it's like, I could even have that conversation with you and disagree the whole time. But there might be one thing that you said that's triggered something in my mind and be like, you know what? That's something I could think about. I might not admit it in front of you, but when I leave this conversation, I'm going to think about that and see what I could do about it. So I feel like it does help. I'm not saying that's the only solution or that's the best solution, but definitely speaking to the right person
could help. Yeah.
Definitely helps.
I think whatever it is bad.
I think speaking to someone isn't the solution. I think it can trigger a solution.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I mean. That when it triggers something in your mind, and then you now think about it. They're not the solution, but it's like from that conversation, it's gonna trigger something in your mind because you will know your reality more than anyone else. So if they've said something, you will act on it.
So quickly to what you said earlier, same thing with the gym. I know you said, okay, what if the gym's not there? You don't have access to it. You see what you build up by going to the gym, I'm committed to going.
Mm.
You go in there, you start at level one.
Mm.
You've gone for 30 days, you're at level 5. From level 1 to level 5, it's taking a certain level of mental capacity to evolve. Discipline, commitment, so much emotional ups and downs, especially if you decided to put yourself through this.
Mm.
I'm not one of them guys that finds it easy to talk to people. I can talk to my family and that, but I don't find it, it works, but it's not.
Do you
know what I'm saying to you? So the whole talking thing wasn't really it for me. Like, I see it as, like, you all know, alpha male, you're a man, deal with your problems.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? When I go to the gym, I'm dealing with my problems. Sure. I'm low, I'm a rock bottom, right? It's the same thing when I'm starting at 15 kg and I'm trying to lift 200 kg deadlift. It's a long way to go, bro. Do you get what I'm saying to you? But only until you go into it, do you know how deep the waters are in the actual gym. And you think, oh, it's only weights. Trust me, go there and you see. Then you find when you're at work, all of a sudden... you can handle quick. Like the guy's chatting shit at work, you don't even need to get an angry or annoyed because mentally you've calmed yourself. You got to a place of solace.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I'm not as aggy as before. Yeah. It's like
I've noticed change still. A bit more mellow still.
Comes at age too.
Age as well definitely plays a part as well. Just even like knowing you have certain things to lose as well can change their behaviour as well, isn't it?
Mental health, I'm gonna say 8.5.
Bro, hey, Miles, how you?
It's not that deep, man. It's not that deep, man.
Your mental has been low for a minute still.
Deep, bro.
To be honest, it should still be low, innit? I'm going through some hardships right now, innit? But I'm alive, I'm breathing, bro. So,
come on.
You know what I'm saying? Got a healthy child and that, so I can only be happy.
Love that, man. Love that, man. J. Cole, you
I say I'm on a 7, man.
Why?
Like, so, like, you get me? You see, with life, yeah, I just feel like, bro, because you can look at it two ways. Either the glass is half full or half empty, and it's just like, bro.
You're a pessimist.
I can be at times, but I try to be as optimistic as I can. That's just, I feel like that's the best way to go through
it. Me, bro. It's crazy.
Why are you making faces?
he thinks I'm a pessimist.
Yeah, he's just the worst, isn't
it? Oh, dudes.
Yeah.
When you have friends like this,
thing I'll say, I think Dube's first approach is to look at it pessimistically. I said that right, look at it.
Don't blame friends, it's you. This is how you are.
After, you might start seeing a positive, but your first go to is,
fuck this shit.
But
man,
on top of that,
this is dead, man.
But also, I want you to be completely honest, on top of the fact that I am a pessimist, when it comes to it, do I not still persevere through the pessimism?
Really?
But
no, you don't.
I have my hand on my hip. What have I given up on?
It's not that you've given up. It's just that there's no other option than to just carry on. But not in a.
There's definitely options.
No, there's not.
Go jump it off the bridge.
Realistically, he will be talking about this whole thing here. This situation.
Nah, it's not. It's not just whole. I'm talking about everything, bro.
Now what?
Like,
what have I been pessimistic about?
Listen, bro.
It's getting a bit personal.
What's
some popcorn or what, mate?
You know what I mean?
Listen, this is the first time you've admitted you are a pessimist. Because I will ask you to your face, are you a pessimist? No, I'm not, man. I'm not.
Why are you always trying to get to me on the pod?
Okay, sorry. This is my nigga. I got lost.
How can you prosper, bro?
I'm joking.
Trying to do it on public platforms, bro. This guy spoke to me today, he didn't say this. But he came on the camera to say this.
Sorry, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, my guy. Be brief.
Hey, well, listen, man, we got a whole panel of man here, so it might be misogyny times 10. Who knows? But I've got dilemmas here that have been sent in by our listeners, and I want you man's detailed and honest opinions on these dilemmas, Okay, so I'm gonna start with they're all anonymous, by the way, so I don't know who sent them in. I don't know. Put up a post in the week, basically saying sending your dilemmas, and people actually replied in it. So the dilemma is, sorry, one second. Hey guys, I have a friend. Okay, I think this is a girl, I have a friend who just loves man too much.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I realized this about her, but it wasn't that bad. But now she's fully a groupie. We're falling out because I told her what she was doing was too much. And sometimes the guys will have a girl, but she won't care because she's bait. Advice. Because
she's bait.
So she's bait. So she's basically saying, I don't care if he's got a man.
Nah, she's a bait hoe.
She might be on the thing of I'm me.
Wait, hold on. You said the guy's a groupie. You said you don't know if she's a bait hoe.
No. Her Bridget is calling her a groupie, but her Bridget could also be on. See, I'm gonna attack it from two angles, innit? Yeah.
Like,
I'm gonna attack.
Right?
You have to think, bro. Because as well, this is a girl. A girl is sending this in, bro. So you know, sometimes girls, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, your friend, that's a groupie.
Exactly.
Why is that groupie your friend?
Exactly.
So then it's like,
so you might be one of the two, the man that she's chilling.
You can't say that. That's like saying birds of the same feather flock together,
bro.
I will tell you now, but more time, yes, they don't.
Yeah, my brother.
They don't.
This is 2023. So
I've seen it live. I've seen it live.
Changed history.
Where have you seen it? Give me an example.
My friends. I won't say no names, but I'm nothing like them. And I've seen girls outside as well.
But what friends, though? Are these the friends that you chill with frequently? Like, you and dudes, would you not say that you guys are birds of the same feather?
Yeah, which friends are you talking about?
No, be serious. Don't do it for the pod.
Nah, real,
don't
real,
pod.
Real. Let's be real, fam.
Don't pod. Be serious. Because I hate when man does it.
Yeah, fam. It's the real name,
be serious. That one back in real quick.
Yeah, fam. Like, these guys that you know, they're not your friends like that. I don't know. I'm just like, this is, I don't even know who they are.
Everyone likes to do this whole birds of the feather flock.
They do,
nine times out of 10.
Still.
And that's why I said 9 times out of 10. Not everyone, but 9 times out of 10. There's a similarity.
Oh, come on, man. If that's your bridging, you're rock with him, you're chatting with the guy daily, the girl daily. Like, come on, man. You must be on the same.
So, what's the problem?
Anyway. She's basically trying to say, from what I'm gathering from this thing here, is that her bridging's a groupie. What should she do in it?
Nothing, bro.
She's pulling out with man.
The fact that she has to ask us that her friend is a groupie, what should
that
she
means
do?
She's a groupie. She wants herself. Well, maybe she wants her friend back. Maybe she wants her friend to be
no.
here.
She needs to tell her friend the truth so her friend can bring her in. Maybe she's getting left out.
What do you, man, think about groupies?
What?
Each to their own, bro.
Like, for example,
as in male groupies.
Okay, like,
male groupies.
Okay,
male
okay, groupies no, no, I'm
female
gonna,
groupies
I'm
are two.
No, that's what I'm saying. I can't speak on male groupies, but okay, I'll be candid innit, in this thing.
Mm.
We'll be candid here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're not gonna get shaky in that, yeah, but there are women that have come to us, man, just because we're on a platform.
Yeah, 100%.
I wouldn't consider them a groupie, though.
Why not? Bro, if you like me or you like...
It's a low-level groupie, but...
If I was,
so what would I make it? What would you do?
You are finishing us because now no one will come and approach us now because... No, you're missing the point of what I'm saying. I'm not talking about someone who's a fan of the show. Don't get twisted. That's not a groupie. I'm talking about someone who likes me because I do a podcast. It's indifferent.
Okay, so it's not about you.
Yeah, it's not about the fact that you watch the show and you like the show. If you like the show, man loves you. Do you get me? I'm talking about you want to chat to me because you see that we're on a platform and the platform gets a certain amount of love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
What's you man's thoughts on someone like that?
Oh, I stay away from someone like that still.
Like, why though?
Why would I?
Because what?
As a true striker.
As you know, every true striker knows in that.
No, but that striker there is the one that's on the goal line and just
have to
tap
but
it.
But this red got a lot of goals, bro.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I got a question. You man are all single. Everyone's single here.
Mm.
Yeah. Known this girl is a groupie. Facts, she's a groupie, yeah. Are you doing this? Are you doing something? They taking about,
but you see the nope. you see the known thing, yeah. No. It depends on known in what, like, in what community.
I don't like
my community.
Big,
is it like
Zosh's? Like,
yeah.
You're too, like, you know when you're like, we have to be politically correct now
before they
kill us. But if you're like, oh, and you wear it, it's fine.
But if you
do it too much, you know the ones where I know you fucked him,
them kind
and you're still sticking on. It's like
that's
a bit nasty. Do you get what I'm saying?
So, do you? Does it put you off? Like, if a girl candidly said, like, listen, no, not even candidly said, but you know that she's literally only messing with you because you are in the public spotlight.
Yeah.
Does that stop you from going there?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, do you know?
Because I know it.
I'll say this. If it's still personal to an extent, like if it's just me,
mm-hmm.
fair enough, you might like the personality that you perceive.
I like this guy.
But if it's... through that you might get to know me for real in it. Mm. But I'm talking about
you lost me there.
Because you start laughing, innit? What I'm trying to say is, alright, cool. Let's say she see me on the pod,
Yeah.
And then from there we actually start to talk, and there's an opportunity for you to still get to know me, innit?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If it's like, it could have been anyone. It's just you just happen to have a conversation with me.
Mm.
That's when it's like, I need to feel it. It needs to be a bit more personal.
But how do you differentiate? How would you
if I notice it? So let's say I notice you talking to this person and talking to that person, and this person has your number. At the end, they're all talking about this one person.
Mm, then that's
the thing is, if you approach me, if you're a girl and you approach me, automatically I'm just like, I'm not really honest though, because
are you proper don't like that?
Yeah. I don't.
At all?
No.
What if she's bad?
No, that's what I'm saying. Bad girls don't do that.
I just think it's
no,
cap,
you
bro,
keep saying
real.
This.
They
bad
don't.
Girls,
they
but
don't.
Bad girls do. When
they
you
don't.
Get to
no,
says,
I'll
they
honest.
Don't. Bad
honest.
Girls approach people like Drake all the time, bro.
Bro.
I'm not Drake.
No, but there's no
I know that. Bad what
girls,
I'm saying to you
bad
is...
Bad girls can stick it on you,
bad girls don't approach guys like us, bro.
I'm not saying...
I don't know if they approach
guys
people,
like,
but they don't.
I've
seen...
Guys like who, bro?
Well, they don't... Okay, cool.
I was about to lie to them.
let me even say something. Cool.
Bad girls don't approach you, though.
Bad girls don't approach the guys I chill with.
No, stop that.
Why are you talking about next guy? But this is what about you.
Deflection to
no, okay, oh, okay,
hold on, hold on. Because I chill with you.
Don't. I know.
Hold on. I chill with you.
I know.
Okay, no. Let me not even. You said to me, yeah, this one's bad. Yes.
Who?
Yes. Oh, and I'm not talking. I'm talking about before we started doing this pod, bro. Man's known you for years, bro. We've been, bro. And you said this one's bad. And she approached the man. So what do you mean?
Nah, man.
Baddies.
If you tell me the person's name. Stop. Tell me the person's name.
I'll tell you the person's name.
And you can bleep it.
No,
Nana,
forget that. I'll tell
you. Are awake.
No. He's never awake. He's not awake. You have to come after the pod. If I don't clock it, it's long. It'll be in the pod. Yeah, I'm not gonna say the name because this one is hot. But you should know.
You should know. You should know.
Okay, cool. So let's just assume. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Cool. That's the only girl that's ever approached any of us. Any of us,
bro.
What's the collective approach?
No, it was just for him, innit?
Oh, okay.
No, however, what I'm saying is since that day, you approach.
Since that day, no bad one has approached any of them.
You're a liar.
They have not approached
you're
me.
A liar.
What do you mean?
You're a liar.
I didn't want this is let's just not go like dive deep into this, but I'm telling you what I feel, innit?
The girls you're going about your perception of what is bad to you.
I mean, there's girls that you don't think that are nice that I might look at you like and say, someone's a bit meaty still. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm saying that bad girls do approach man. That's what I'm saying. I'm not even saying, I forget the personal thing. I'm saying bad girls do approach man.
Yeah, they do, but I ain't seen it. That's what I'm saying.
Of course you haven't seen it because you probably don't consider yourself in that realm, innit? But like, for example, you can portray a lifestyle that might not even be your lifestyle and a girl can be deceived and try and approach you. Mm-hmm. Even there's girls that are known gold diggers that will go after, bro.
But that's my point.
You see,
I'm assuming that's what you're saying. That's what you don't like.
As in, even if a girl did do that and like she approached me, automatically, I'm turned off.
You know what I hear? But you said bad girls don't approach. But I'm telling you that they do.
You that type of girl ain't a bad girl.
No, I mean, I'm just talking about looks, innit? Just like,
but you know,
I'm
confused.
So, are you saying there that no, if you're good looking, you can't, they wouldn't approach you because they're good looking or what?
I'm saying no nice girl has ever approached me. This one,
in your life, in all your years of living,
see, every girl has approached my way. Yeah,
looking girls approach.
If you ever approached my way, he's telling you that you're S though.
No, I mean, there's a couple all right ones.
No. And you're not taking this out either. Don't try and clean it up.
That's fine.
Because
bro,
you've been screaming, bad girls don't approach man.
That's fine.
And bro, I'm saying to you that they do, depending on where they think you are.
No, bro.
For example, I'll give you an example. You've come on this pod and you've taken pictures, bro. And you've had certain things in the picture. Someone could see that and be like, oh, cool. And approach you.
But it hasn't happened to you, doesn't mean that. With the approach, yeah, there's different kinds of approach.
Yeah, like
it's not
strategic
like,
positioning.
You know what I'm saying?
There's just making a casual
conversation, and within that conversation, they might drop a little hint, whether it's through eye contact, whether it's through smiling or whatever. They'll probably drop a few things which let you know that, fam, man's digging you.
But it's not always direct. I think he doesn't like the way it's happened. Because one thing I will say, not a lot of girls have game and approach you in a way that actually makes you take a step back. But I think you probably might have girls that approach you and just so blatant with it, it's off-putting.
Some men don't like girls approaching them, period.
If I wanted you, I would approach you myself.
What if you didn't see her?
Bad things don't approach
my radar's always on.
No, listen. I don't have no issues with a man saying bad girls don't approach me. To say bad girls don't approach man is a crazy statement.
I've seen girls.
No, bad.
Okay, cool, that's fine. I take that statement back.
I'll take it back.
And I've literally just been like,
but I didn't change it.
Oh, maybe that's your reality.
I didn't change it to bad girls don't approach the guys I chill with and me.
He's sending for all of you, man.
I'm not.
He's sending for
you. I don't like that, bro. I'm going to cut that out. It's not
joking. Whole group check.
Ah, cool. Next dilemma, yeah. So basically, you're saying everyone's saying you're jealous and you need to allow it, man. Ah, cool. Hey, this is a quick one. This ain't even a dilemma. Hi, guys. I just wanted to say I really enjoy you lot's pod and it really makes my day. Aw. I'm so glad for it to be back consistently, and I really hope you guys keep going with this. P.S. Draco has been looking real fine lately. Are Eritrean girls his type?
Ooh.
Eritrean girls are bad.
Yeah, they are still.
Are they your type though? Is what they're asking.
I don't think I have a type, but yeah, I do like Eritrean girls though. Why are you man laughing?
Yeah, man, I don't have a type, you know. No, you know me, I just like women, man.
The honest truth is, with every girl I've ever been with, or every girl I've spoken to like that, like, there's no, I don't think there's any sort of consistency.
Like, any, that's just my, is any dark skin in there?
What dark skin. You know what? See this thing, yeah? This does not bother me because you know what I've come to realize, yeah? Everyone's idea of dark skin is so different.
Yeah, 100%. No, I agree with that.
So that's why the whole thing, I don't even care about this whole dark skin thing that people want to try and push. If I ask you who's dark skin now, I think someone is dark skin now. You come and tell me now, that's not dark skin. This is dark skin. So
yeah, I think I'm dark skin. And I got told I wasn't. And I said, what?
Oh, like, it's all bullshit, fam. Would you say you're dark skin?
Yeah.
Yeah. And some people, you know, some people will tell you that you're not dark skinned.
You're brown.
That's cool. And John is darker than you. They could probably say that he's dark skinned and you're not.
I've seen
the debate before.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's
crazy. That's people are stupid.
That's what I'm saying. So I can't join that stupidity. I can't join it.
Anyway, I just want to know, the IRA chain girls your type? So yes
yeah,
or no?
Yeah.
Cool, say no more. DM him.
I'm joking.
All right, cool. I got another one. I'm 21. Bad age. Should be watching this. Bad age. I'm 21 and I've never been in a relationship. I mean, why would you? Okay. When I speak to guys, they find it mad weird. The comments make me feel like I should lie to the next guy and say I have. Also, I don't want the guy to feel special because he's my first everything. Thinking too much.
Wait, say that again. I missed that.
So the dilemma is...
Yeah, I don't think she's not.
She's never been in a relationship, yeah? And she finds it... And guys that she talks to find it weird that she's never been in a relationship. Mm. So she's asking, should she lie to the next guy? And she doesn't want to make the next guy feel like special because he's going to be her first everything if they go all the way.
That last bit she should get out of her head.
Yeah.
If a guy's going to feel special because he's your first, then he's looking at something beside you, innit? Yeah. So be like, yeah, I took her V or whatever. I don't know if she means first relationship or first guy or whatever.
Or just let him feel special because you like him, bro. Like what's...
Like, honestly, like, that's exactly what I was thinking in my head.
Like, what's all that? I don't want this guy to feel special, bro.
That's the problem that most of them have.
Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy, the problem, bro. They have. They don't want to appreciate you, brother. I swear to God.
You know what?
They don't.
Jada.
Jada
Pinkett. Now, you know what's mad? No. Hold on with the Jada Pinkett. Because we can get into the Jada Pinkett thing. It's going to be hours. This is an hour conversation.
Let's touch on it briefly.
Okay, cool. Who do you think's in the wrong?
Jada.
Who's in the wrong?
I don't believe Jada's in the wrong, bro.
I haven't seen their relationship, however, so I don't know what we've done to her.
You don't know about this guy.
No.
By the end of this podcast, you know who this guy is.
I know what video he's seen. No.
And she's still in the wrong.
Let me stop now.
She is in the wrong, but he's...
But he said she wasn't.
Okay, she's in the wrong, but she's doing stuff wrong, but he is also... A clown.
That's a standard,
clown.
Though.
He's a clown, yes.
Because certain things that he's doing...
But does that make it okay?
Okay, for one, they weren't together when he apparently slapped Chris Rock. Okay, cool.
No, wait, I haven't finished.
Let me just interject. Let me interject quickly. A guy has publicly embarrassed the mother of his kids.
So he's
just for that, you can have a slap. Do you know what I'm saying?
You can have a slap.
I haven't finished, though.
No, but just to explain.
I haven't finished. Sorry.
They're not together.
Yep.
They are still attending award shows together. We know someone who's done certain things, yeah, that they're not together with someone. And I've said to them, bro, stop doing it. If you're not with someone, stop doing the public appearance thing.
Okay.
Stop doing it. Stop appearing like you're together. Stop, and you wouldn't have to get yourself in that situation. You could have had that conversation.
However,
conversation with a man. You could have had that conversation with a man.
However,
Yeah, but my thing is, if you weren't in that situation, that would never have happened. On
it's
top
different
of
when the, you're in the public eye, though.
But you're not. No, you can be in the public eye, but people get divorced in the public eye all the time. You have decided.
Now, dude, we can't just.
Let me finish
that.
My point. Let me finish my point, bro. This girl has been screaming about Tupac for how many years, bro? You've still decided to stand there and say, "This is my wife." That's not your wife, bro. That's not your wife. Cool, it's your wife by law. But you're separated, bro. You are doing your own thing. She's doing her own thing. Bro, stand on that and move away from her, bro.
The only thing I'll say to that is part of that agreement was the public appearance thing.
Yeah, this and my point is, it's stupid because she's been embarrassing you. Before the slap, she's been embarrassing you, bro.
But do you know what? Not all.
So men, for you to come and now do the whole, this is my mother of my child, so you can hold a slap for that. Bro, the mother of my child has been in. Sorry, I didn't say that. I didn't mean to say that. But the mother of my child, yeah, you are the mother of my child, but you've been embarrassing me, bro. Mm-hmm. You've been embarrassing me. You were the mother of my child when you were embarrassing me.
This is the difference in that situation. They decided to keep their relationship in terms of that in public. It allowed people to see that we're still together. Mm-hmm. Let's keep all the private stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Private, basically.
Yeah.
On her part, it started to go public.
Yeah, she don't have to do that.
I've seen the thing.
Yeah, she doesn't that have happened. To do it, but she's got a book to sell.
No, 1 second. So that's
facts. She's selling a book, bro.
But she's selling out.
Sell out Will to
the
sell
mother
out
of
book.
Her dad.
And he's standing
the mother of her children.
The mother of her dad.
And he's standing there while she's selling this book and supporting selling the book.
I think we're all putting in our personal ways of how we would deal with our
yeah.
Because the bottom line is, like you said, they're in the public eye. That's the first thing. Secondly, it's like any power couple, which they were.
Yeah, 100.
You have to reach an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because of like your funds, your children, also whatever deals you might have in place already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's not also forget that we've had rumors from Will Smith as well about how he's conducted himself in the relationship and whatnot.
Yeah, 100%.
The reason why she's a scumbag, in my opinion, with this is that relationships, marriage is something that is sacred in the inner workings of your relationship. So... Mm-hmm. Especially for the couple that we looked at in such a way, it's a representation couple.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So if he's gonna finish it properly.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, he stayed in that, he's stupid, he's a mug. Mm. Well, why are we cussing? This is that one man that actually has done everything women want.
Yeah.
He's responsible.
That's what I was literally gonna say that. Yeah.
He's forgiven 100%. Her. He's, in fact, and you said like Tupac is dead, it doesn't matter. At least you're just expressing yourself. I'm the air, I'm listening. Babes, I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
We as men calling him a dickhead. The women feel calling him a dickhead. So then now ask yourself, when all you're hearing all the bullshit on
like,
the
what's
podcast
right,
and
what's
telling
wrong
you how men should be and how men should move like, to what end?
Yeah.
Because you've got your poster boy right there mm-hmm. that's done everything that that woman needs and that family needs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still a prick in everybody's eyes.
Yeah, 100%. Stood up for his wife when he slapped that.
No,
or,
but this is the thing.
Stood up for the mother of his kids when he slapped that guy. Yeah. So and he's
well within his rights.
And he's,
but
and
I agree. What Jada is doing is wrong. I hear it. But my thing is, the reason why I can't fault her all the way is because Will was allowing it, and he can put a stop to it. For example, he went on a Red Table talk show where even the August Alsina thing, and you're sitting there with your red eyes, basically holding back tears. While
this is what we were just talking about. Therapy, no. They're talking
bro,
about their problems,
I'm not doing that on screen.
This is what
to boost your...
But that's Will Smith, though. Yeah. Like, that's his...
And that's why I'm saying
you know
I can't
is, yeah.
fault
thing,
her all the way if what? Man is... Because... Okay.
So then you need to pick and choose when you say a man needs to be open.
Yeah, fam.
Or a man needs to be a man.
You can be open.
Because...
You can be open.
He was open and it's bit on the ass.
Who are you being open to?
His wife.
Your wife is now using it to sell stuff. What I'm saying what I'm saying to you is, bro, he sat in front of the camera. I'm not saying that what she's doing is right. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Mm-hmm. She is wrong. 100%. 100% she's wrong, yeah? But you are also allowing it to happen. Bro, you think if I had a...
That problem, means you're justifying what she's doing.
Yeah, no, I'm not justifying it. What I'm saying to you is, Will needs to get out of that. And because he's allowing it... Okay, listen to this, yeah? You see when you manipulate someone, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And someone allows you to manipulate someone,
mm-hmm.
yeah? When does the manipulation stop?
When
does it stop?
When the other person leaves, innit? It stops it.
Okay, then cool. So my thing is, yeah, there's going to be... Jada is a scumbag, yeah? Like you said, innit? But she can only do as much as Will allows.
I'm going to refute that point because there's certain times you can be taking advantage of someone's vulnerability. So we don't know what kind of mental state Will's in. At all, bro. He said it's something that she's technically, we don't know, she could be taken advantage of. Now, don't get me wrong, Will's not cleaning this, we know that, but he's not publicly doing anything to hurt her. In every single situation, 100%. Whether he thinks he's wrong, whether she thinks she's right, no matter what we're saying, he's been in her corner because that's still the mother of his children, innit?
That's commendable.
I'm not trying to say she's
I don't think it's commendable for whatever reason.
But he's still for her. She's never been for him.
And that, you don't even know what she's saying to him as well. She might be saying,
I don't care what she's saying to him. The moment that you've come to an agreement, to represent this marriage a certain way, and she's broken that, you need to move away from that.
But you have to also understand the position of a man, right? And how men interpret the position of a man.
Mm.
Not every man sees a situation where, oh, right, my wife is fucked up. I'm being abused, vulnerable. Okay, fuck it. I'm not having it. Duck out.
Mm.
So the next man, that's weak.
And they've been together 20
years.
No,
because he done it to his last wife,
20 years.
He done it to his last wife. Even more credence to the point.
20 years younger.
When he was younger, he did it fucked up. Now he's actually with the person who is the woman of his dreams. He's waited for this woman, had kids with her, built an empire with this person. Bro, like he's actually said, we're not going through what his parents went through. All this toxic stuff, breaking up, divorce. It's not happening. They're going to stick together. She said the same thing. So the ideologies behind leaving each other is not the same as what we're thinking. Oh, yeah, boom. Guess you get a divorce.
Mm.
Not everyone thinks like that. Mm-hmm. Also, this is the one thing that I'm hell-bent on. He's doing what women have done for years. And everybody's gone, yeah, man, that guy's fucked her over. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. he's holding it down.
But what did we tell him to do?
We're actually... And that's the thing. Nobody's disputing that he should leave.
Mm.
That's not the point. For me, anyway.
It's her behavior, bro.
I'll be honest with you. Society's told women to stay. I hate using that word.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But society's told women to stay in those situations. And usually men back out.
I think my point was, the initial point I was trying to say was together.
Yeah. Now, he's actually doing it.
Because I also agree with everything you're saying. I agree with everything you men are saying, yeah? Mm. My thing is, I can't put... everything on Jada when Will, but maybe it's because I'm the outside looking in. Yeah, you're because it's me and I'm the outside looking in. And I'm just, you put, but all I can do is put my personal opinion
in. Yeah.
And because I'm seeing it, I'm like, bro, like, he's letting, like, to me,
you're getting
he's letting her do it, bro. Do you get it? Like I can't see it where no one is telling my man, yo, bro, she's doing a mad thing, bro.
But he can bounce and she can still do that, though.
She can still do it, but my thing is, it's different if you say, I'm gone. Like,
what if you look at it from the perspective of he's fighting? It's not even a thing of it's a dickhead thing.
What I'm saying.
He's acknowledged everything you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boom, this is a prick thing. Like, that bounce. I'm allowing this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a case of allowing it. It's a case of, that's my wife, that's the mother of my children. We have issues.
Bro.
We're working out our issues.
But you don't think Will Smith could go and have a bad thing?
No, 100%. What I'm saying to you is...
I feel like what he's doing is thinking that we're all putting it on Jada. I think everyone's acknowledged Will Smith's wrong in his own part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but now what's his wrong that he should have left?
Yeah.
Whatever Jada's done, if it's from the August Alsina thing, she's taken advantage... Because I think she's a manipulator. August Alsina was going through mad stuff, suicidal, all this type of stuff. She's manipulated him, got sex out of him when she's supposed to be consoling him, and everyone overlooked that.
Now for years. I'm trying to say,
we're looking at the person.
See, my opinion,
she's a manipulator. She takes advantage of vulnerable people and does whatever she wants.
What's he gonna say?
I can somebody take advantage of you
and put pussy on your cock?
Come on, you don't know that.
He's a big artist at the time.
No, I know, but at the same time,
it's not like as if he's like,
If I was my man's friend, I'm a nobody, you get it. Boom, your mom sticks on me. Ah, Jada set it off, man's clarting all day long. Yeah, I get that. This is all good. You like, come on, man. Like, yeah, now you want to say, I lost my family. The pussy fell on me. Man's chopping to toe. It just happened.
I left the crib.
Like, man, the thing was sweet. You couldn't tell Will Smith that, listen, we're chopping mommy's thing together.
I just know from time. I know that he's been like even from his first album, from his brother's died, this is another thing. He's been battling illness and he's been suicidal for a very long time, yeah. Which is why he was confined.
To Obolokan, pussy is the next thing for you, brother.
With all his millions, he couldn't do therapy. He couldn't do.
Listen to what you just said now. All of the things that he's gone through in his life, the next thing now is Jada Pinkett Smith's Obo.
Yeah.
Obo. I don't know.
That's sweet.
Yeah, he's lost his mind.
What's depressing about that, bro?
Yeah, I can't hear that still. I can't hear that person.
She's just a villain, bro. That's it,
I think she's evil, but we can move on.
She's definitely evil still.
I think she's a manipulator and she takes advantage of people that she can take advantage of.
Have you ever watched Gotham? Yeah. No. She's in it, isn't it? She's actually a villain in that.
She's a clown in that, though.
Yeah, but that is actually her, bro.
What's her name in that thing?
No, you know what? I was listening
to that again.
I even forgot.
I need to watch that. I think
I was something.
Yeah, she was cold in that thing still.
I was listening to Joe Budden's pod, innit? Yeah, and Melissa Ford was basically saying she had an encounter with them two, innit? And she said that, you know, like when you shouldn't meet idols. She idolized Jada. And she said she met Jada, and from that one encounter, she was like, yeah, this girl's bad vibes, low vibrations, and that.
Bro, but that's like, even all these people that idolize these celebrities and that, I just feel like you're all idiots. Like, do you know how many people used to talk back in the days about Megan Good and her relationship? She released book, was the number one, whatever, she got bare books, so that now they're divorced. So, what have you taken from that book?
Is it Megan Good divorced? There's a reason why she's.
I don't speak on Megan Good.
There's a reason why
Sorry, so I thought of someone else.
Megan Good. I thought of someone else.
Did she marry the pastor?
Yeah. And they got divorced after. But before that, she released a book. People were buying that book. Everyone was thinking that, this is the way to be. The way she done it was the way. Bro, everyone is an individual, bro. My wants and your wants are all different, bro. Don't follow no one. It's all bullshit, fam. Mm-hmm. This is what I feel like the world right now, yeah, nothing is real, fam. But people forget, yeah.
Black Mirror. Magics.
Because I just see it like, bro, is that people forget there that everyone has an element of selfishness within them. Like, regardless of whatever I want, even if we both say we want something to happen as individuals, bro, the selfishness is always going to be there. You're always going to put yourself first. You're always going to, your ideas and your wants will always be before mine or whoever you're having an agreement with. So I just feel like it's all bullshit, man. Just focus on yourself. Like, that's just how I feel right now, man. Yeah. I feel like everything is just fake.
Get off your chest, bro.
No, I feel like everything is just fake.
I got another one. We have to fly through these quickly. We got like 10 minutes left. I'm from Cardiff and I met this guy from London on a night out.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
Wait, hold on. Don't disturb my ass, man. Let's move.
We are dating seriously now.
You're not, man.
Bro, we need to stop that, man.
We are dating seriously now, but he has mentioned it will be difficult because I'm from Wales. And I just can't help but feel it won't work out. Long distance.
What else?
He might cheat on me with the East London thing.
She's seen the East London thing already. That's why she said East London. Forget about it, man.
I'm gonna tell you from now, brother. It was never going to work.
What? You think long distance relationships can work?
It can. I could never do one.
If you've established something beforehand, I don't think you can start long distance.
Give
me an example.
So if we were together for a long time, let me say
how long?
Maybe a year or two. And then your girl gets a job in another country.
Dubai.
Long distance. Mm. Opportunity, I don't know.
Dubai,
I
still
don't know. For those two people, they probably have a reason to make it work now.
Nope.
If it's...
They have a reason. No, he's right.
They have a reason. They have a reason.
I want to understand it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
They have a reason to try, though. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I'm trying to say it
can. But do you think it can?
Nope.
I can't speak.
Yeah, it can.
If I'm with my girl for a year,
me and you are together every day for the past year. Pause.
Not like that.
Brother, 1 year we're used to habits with each other.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you go to Dubai.
Yeah.
Instant. It's just over the phone.
Down. Brother, yeah, oh, right, I'm coming to you. Yeah, it's so much harder.
Yeah. Even with the sex now that you've been having,
what's going to happen with that sex now?
Cool. So let me just say something. You see,
you didn't answer my question.
Wait, go on, say that again.
With the sex that's been happening with you and your partner
for two years now,
she's now gone to Dubai. You don't know when you're going to see her. Maybe it's going to take like 3 months, 4 months. You don't know. What's going to happen within that 3-4 months?
Me, I can fly to Dubai if the government will let me in, bro. You know what I'm saying?
The government will let you in, so you're finished.
Listen, you two, you have business to handle in the UK, so you can't just fly off like that. You've got stuff to do here. What are you going to do for those 3-4 months?
I mean, fam, we persevere, bro.
You wait.
You know, bro.
If
niggas lie, man.
Wait. You know what it is?
I understand what
you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
My way is to have FaceTime sex.
Long, man.
No, I wouldn't have FaceTime sex.
FaceTime what, man?
I'm not in jail, bro. But however, what I would say is, like, there's a pool of girls outside here in London, and the pool of good girls ain't that much. I would say 10%. Yeah, so if I've got one in that 10% and she goes to Dubai, I'm not going to leave that seat.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, would the relationship work?
Of course,
for me personally,
work.
I don't feel like if I'm with a girl for a year, I'm not going to, if I ultimately start dating a girl in a year, like, so the first year of dating, I'm not with you every day.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the first year, we are going to be talking a lot because that's when you're getting to know someone. Yeah, cool. It's going to be very intense, blah, blah, blah. But also, you're going to be wanting to see that person a lot. Cool. So now she's flown. She's got a job. She's gone. And for the first 6 months, bro, however long her thing is, the first 6 months, she can't come back, bro. I'm just giving her this, a hypothetical situation. In that 6 months, bro, we're going to...
Bro, differently, bro.
Every day, bro. We can't... be like, first of all, the fact that you have a job over there, I have a job over here, we have responsibilities over there, we can't, like, ooh, we're going to be arranging to talk.
Yeah.
But realistically, I'm not going
time
to see you for six
well.
Months.
It's only 3 hours, bro.
Hold on. You can do it.
It's not going to be easy.
You can do it. What I'm saying is, me personally, I do not have the capacity to do that.
You're not speaking about it like, okay, cool, on Sunday you're going to wake up and you're going to see her bags packed. Like, obviously, you're going to be having conversations about it. You're going to talk about how it's going to work and you're going to try it.
Bro, you're going to
be hard. I'm going to try it, yeah. I'm going to try it, but I'll be so real, I was never following it through. Never, ever.
Well, let's be honest, bro.
You know my favorite talking, yeah? It sounds real. Like, you talk about we're communicating, yeah, but it's not what you feel. Yeah. It's not what is real to you inside here. So, yes, you're so, like you said, we're going to communicate. Before you pack your bag, you're going to go. The reality of it is you're going to go. When you go, I'm going to feel a type of way. If I feel a type of way, that communication becomes distant.
Yeah.
Bro, if your girl is in London, in England, bro, and you don't see her for a month...
That's because you should be seeing her.
You know what I'm saying? You can see her,
that's
bro.
You can see her. But what
happens is... But if you
said the right thing the first time, that's because you should be seeing her.
No, but if I don't see her...
Like, why are you not seeing her? She's up
the road. That's the point I was trying to make as well.
If you're in a relationship, the whole point of you being in a relationship is because you both should be seeing each other.
Wait. So no, what are you guys trying to say? Are you trying to say that when she goes, it's going to be hard, so you do what?
I'm just gonna be blunt about it, yeah. Even being faithful.
You're stepping out, yeah.
So what is the hold on? What is it?
I've never done it before, but I believe I would. 100% I believe I would.
What is it that you miss? Do you miss her or do you miss sex?
I'll tell you now. If I ever found myself in a situation where I like somebody and you're telling me about this long distance thing, the relationship is over.
Yeah, bro.
The reason why I tell you the reason why.
What do you miss? Her, do you miss, or do you miss sex?
See, this is that's yeah, I can't answer that question because that's from fear. You. For me personally,
now you're trying to do the whole
I can even answer that and say her, bro. For example, I have a low day, bro.
So why do you break up because you miss her?
I have a lot.
Break up with you.
No.
Because I'm meant to be with you.
I meant so there's something to say. So that's more reason to make it work.
You're making something work where you can't be with that person.
So I'm gonna break up with you.
No, that's not what it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I can't see you.
It's just not realistic.
I don't understand. Because we cannot be with each other consistently, why I can't be with you.
Broski, it's just a hurdle you got to get past, bro.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It might be temporary as well, bro. Because when she comes back now, you're going to be like, oh, my old thing, I miss her, bro.
No, you can stop the relationship before you come back.
It's not that she's done anything wrong. You still like her.
Now you're putting
you still love her. What I'm trying to say is, you still like her. You're still in love with her. The only thing now is that you miss her and you can't see her.
You know what it is? Yeah.
Break up
with
her.
Any relationship,
wouldn't break up with her.
But with any relationship, yeah, once something changes within that, as drastic as that, like now you're in a different country, bro. There's going to be changes in the.
You can even fly there, bro. Come on, bro.
Parameters to what we're talking about. If you've flown to another country, the bottom line is my girlfriend relationship. We started it when we were together.
Exactly.
The bottom line is I want to see you consistently. It's a consistent. The relationship is consistent communication and physical.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So if that physical is not there for me and I'm missing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at an age now where I know that I'm going to miss that. So if you're going there, if it's 6 months, I already planned that 6 months. I might be able to hold out 6 months because it's 6 months.
Yeah.
But if you're going there, like you said, it's a career change.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
2 years. Okay, so what happens after 2 years? Like, we're just going to continue doing this thing? Like, oh, well, we're going to talk about it as we go along. You know what? I don't need to go through that. I'm at a stage in life where you being over there and me being over here doesn't work.
So let me ask you something, Don. Like, let's say, God forbid, you go to jail for 3 years.
How many of your women... How many of your women stay with you while you're in jail?
If I go to jail, my girl just stay with them, man. I mean,
no, really stay with them.
I'm not... Yeah, they might be stepping out. And,
right, so then what are we talking about?
But then again, no, I'm asking you. Are you breaking up when you're inside?
If you are going to Dubai, I'm breaking up to you. How can I go to jail and tell you to...
Listen... Even yeah, I might be. I might even try and you know.
I'm the guy that's clawing the girls that their man's in jail. So why?
Wait, what?
So you're like
bro? Yeah, of course.
Listen, no. I've got a question for you.
My mindset, like, I won't be there no more. I can't be there. You're not with me. You're not around.
I've got a question for you. Yeah, your girl has moved to Dubai for a career change. Okay, cool. Your girl's moved to Dubai for a career change. 2 years. Cool. You can't go there. Like, you can't go there right now, yeah, cool. But even if you could go there, cool. You might go there, like, once every 6 months. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long they're sustainable for, but cool. Say she, for example, she says, cool, you know what? I've got a good life out here. I'm not moving back to England. You love her. You might not have nothing going on in England, so you could be ready to move there, but you have a child. Exactly, but you have a life here now. So my thing is now, what happens then?
My thing is, if you're telling me you like it out there and you don't see yourself coming back, then that means you don't like me.
You've decided.
Yeah. What do you mean?
She's already decided. She's given up on the life already.
No, she's on. Stay in the relationship. But for career-wise, it makes sense to stay there.
So she's chosen the career over the relationship.
She's picked the career.
But you're choosing to stay here over the relationship.
No, I was really here, bro.
She's already come and said,
I was really here, bro.
I was really here, bro.
We're not discussing. She's made the decision.
We started in this country.
But when the girl decided that she was going to move for a career change,
You said
know that that's a potential?
That's what I'm saying. You said yes. You was cool with it. Because you knew that she was making...
But I wouldn't... But from that moment, I already know the relationship
is done. That's what I'm saying.
I was cool with it because I knew you was coming back.
I would know it's done still.
But if I'm going there and I'm making bread and you're not really making bread out here...
I can't lie to you.
Don't say that.
As a relationship for me, I'm the leader of that relationship. If I'm going to Timbuktu, you're coming to me and Timbuktu. I ain't coming to me, you know where. It's on my terms. I'm the person, you're taking my last name. It's my children. I'm a Nigerian Yoruba man. And that's the philosophy that I follow.
Facts.
Anything else? Is your father's
alpha. Hold on.
And it's not even a gra thing. It's not even a...
I'm gonna say I'll try it. If it doesn't work out, it don't work out.
Always try, man. Always try.
But the realness is, I know you're gonna try. I know you're going to try. Yes, you are going to try.
You met this guy in fucking London, yeah, and you're in fucking Cardiff. You ain't. It's a myth.
Yeah, man. It was never on.
She even mentioned somebody in East London. She already knows his name.
Yeah,
she's done the research and knows the location.
But I know you, man. Even as you're talking, yeah, you guys will never see that thing through
ever.
If I've been with a girl for 2 years.
2 years, 3 years, 5 years, if she's going away for over a year to another country, you guys are not going to be faithful.
Mandem will be faithful.
But that wasn't the question,
which
bro?
Mandem?
I've been faithful.
No, it's not even about me. It's not about five being years. Faithful, bro. It's not about being eight faithful. Months? It's about staying in the relationship.
But the question are you going to be faithful?
It was actually
though?
At a time where, like, Brain was just everywhere.
Okay, I'll give you a real life scenario.
Fair enough, people are different anyway. I'm not there yet.
I'll give you a real life scenario, yeah. I had a girl, yeah, and she went on study leave to Thailand. I don't know what the time, I can't remember what the time difference was, but it was crazy. Bro, I hardly spoke to my girl, bro. Bro, like, when she came back, it was different, bro. Like, I spent a whole month not chatting to my girl, bro.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I didn't do nothing, but it's just the fact of, this is my girl, she's come back from, I haven't spoken to you in a month, bro. It's just that, like it's weird.
Yeah,
like,
but you was a young boy them
No,
days,
I know,
though.
But what I'm saying is, now, I was a young boy, now as an adult,
and how I am, bro, you would want to chat to your bro. I have a bad day at work. Man. I want to chat to my girl, bro.
It's not just Nyash, but sometimes you don't always have to squeeze Nyash and it has to end up in beating.
It could be just my babes. I want to squeeze your Nyash.
Let me not squeeze it.
No, when you open, like when you have tea and biscuits.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tea and squeeze Nyash.
Squeeze.
It's not everything you have to finish.
Hey, lads, we got to wrap up. Lucas, you need to come back because you got more than that.
When you're ready, bro.
You know, I put my hands up. I was a bit late today. I've had a hectic day. So I do apologize. That's why we couldn't have a full session.
Nana's
happy with us right now, isn't it, Nana? Tell them.
Anyone else want to put their hands up? Where we go?
I mean, listen, we were supposed to be here.
That's what happened, listen. We already know you're guilty, bro.
What I'm going to say is, no. I've been in training. I've been in emotional, intelligence training, accountability training. So I know when I'm wrong. I know when I should have done better. But I would want everybody around me to acknowledge their own wrongdoings because we were supposed to be here. It's this camera, isn't it? We're supposed to be here at 8 o'clock. Our friend here got here at 8:30. I got here at 8:41. Only 8 minutes after.
I ain't talking about the band that got here at 8:30, but you got here at 8:41.
No, I'm saying, we're all late.
We're all late, but bro,
you were the latest late.
But I'm not talking. I'm not pointing my fingers at anybody. He said, "Does anybody else want to talk?"
Because he said this time he was late. Accountability.
Just take accountability, bro.
For what? Fuck that.
Say no more. And quickly, highlight of the week.
Highlight of the week.
Just shine light on something that cool, like might have been like influential. Anything that you want to shine light on? Do you want to show the public? You want them to go check out that you've seen during the week that's been sick? Do you get me? So, highlight of the week. You want to go first?
I can go first. Holiday of the week is my boy Gaz and my boy Manuel.
Big up, guys. Friend of the show, man.
You know that new film that come out with the Daniel Kaluuya wrote it?
Nah, which one's
the kitchen? The kitchen, Kano, and that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So they got access to the red carpet. They were interviewing Kano. It's the name that I'm not remembering, innit? But yeah, I'll say the name in a second, but those two are my holiday week, Manuel and Gaz for their
friends of the show.
Make sure you go check out their pod as well. Their pod's called still. If you're into films and stuff, and they got the scoop on all the new things in it, so
yeah,
shout them out. My holiday of the week this week, is an R&B tune. J. Cole's been trying to steal my crown recently, so I'm back with another one. I got a song. It's called Phase Intro.
Mm.
And it's from K Wonderboy's album Everything
Again. What's the vibe on that?
But does it slap though? I don't think your tune slap like that.
You're lying, bro.
DJ, man.
I'm joking.
No, I said controlling.
Separately. Yeah.
I'm not denying it, but it happened. I gave you your props and you downloaded your things though.
This is from an album called Everything a Girl Needs.
Mm-hmm.
So you know
what do girls need, man?
You know
what
kind of vibe that is, isn't it? But I'm just saying,
let's not get into that topic, bro. Because we'll be here for another hour, man.
Yeah, for real. But just phase intro by K Wonderboy and Faye Allure. So just go and check that tune out, innit? And then obviously you're in the comments, let me know what you think.
Put the picture of the thing, yeah?
Yeah, put the picture. But let me know what you lot think, innit? But yeah, go on.
England qualifying for the World Cup.
Come on. Yes. England.
Rashford, innit?
No, it's World Cup, innit?
No, Euros.
Euros.
But Rashford scored a wonderful goal.
He scored a sick goal.
Yeah.
Quick one, though. I know you guys ain't really political and all of that, but just peace in the world.
Yeah.
I think people are dying like ridiculously, and it's easy to detach yourself when you don't feel it because you're not directly involved. And it's something that's actually been on my head a lot. Like
100%.
Thinking karma, things come around. What if you're on the receiving end and you know you have to deal and live like that? How do you survive?
It's crazy what's going on there. So
just prayers, man, to those people that are going through it right now, and hopefully there's a resolution.
Amen, inshallah. My holiday of the week, I'm gonna say Lupin Looping for you.
Do not spoil it.
I won.
Four episodes in.
Looping for you, English boys. Yeah, me. I'm French, innit? I was raised in Lyon. So, bonjour, je m'appelle section 63. Me.
Bonjour,
je m'appelle Mayo. I'm saying,
comment ça va?
Oui. But yeah, I've only watched one episode, the first one.
Yeah.
And
season three, innit?
Bruv, I'm locked in, bro. Yeah.
I started.
You watch it in French?
I saw a tweet,
that killed me, innit? Obviously, I love that show, innit, yeah? But I started it. I started season three, yeah? But I saw a tweet that said, my man is the only black brother there, yeah? And he's putting on a wig and no one knows it's him.
Can I say something, yeah? I think part of that ridiculousness is what makes me like it.
Yeah.
So ridiculous, like a Fast and Furious.
But you know what's mad?
It's ridiculous to the point where I still like it. I'm like, what?
It's simple.
This is what I say.
Season so far.
This is what I say about Power, though. It's stupid because Tommy's the only white guy there causing havoc. But it's not okay for Tommy, but it's okay for Lupin.
Yeah. Because look at the pronunciation, bro. Lupin. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. My Hole of the Week is going to be a song I've been feeling. Thames.
He's trying to come from a crown.
Of course, man. Is it R&B?
He's trying to come from a crown, though.
You lot are on some clashing thing.
You know what it is, yeah? Like, you know, like, it's hard for you to pinpoint it. So it's just like whatever comes to mind at the time, that's what I go with. But recently I've been playing at Thames, Me and You. I'm proper digging.
Is that the one she was on the water or the video?
I haven't seen the video still, but the song, I proper dig the song still. Like, it's proper cool stuff. I feel like she has an amazing voice. And yeah, man. It's nice.
She's
cold,
man. I just want to quickly say, I remember the name is Post Credit Scene Pod.
Come on, post credit.
Shout them out still.
Post credit scene. Friends of the show, man.
Yeah, man. Shout them out.
Maybe we can do a collaboration soon, man.
I feel like you could do that. If there's a film,
bro,
you like,
just I'm a movie buff still. I can't lie. I love a movie, you know. I love a cheeky movie still.
I just watch Netflix, man.
No, I love
Netflix.
They'll come on the pod.
Netflix and nothing, man.
You have a little deep.
I said Netflix and nothing. That's not possible.
I just watch Netflix by myself.
Netflix and Wagwan, next episode, I'm about to come with some show. I got some shows for you, man, still. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But episode 78, live from London Podcast Studio. Shout out Lucas. Love shout out John.
Well done.
Big friend of the show. You can't even call him friend of the show.
You know what I'm saying?
Big friend of the show.
Hey, listen, he's part of the furniture now, still. Yeah. Shout out Nana, he's ready to kick us out. You get me? Come on.
Fuck these Niger boys, man.
Make sure you like, share, subscribe.
And if you're not happy with how long this was, make sure you put it in the comments. It's Nana's fault. Nana don't like us. He's trying to get rid of us. So
he's
throw him out in the chat.
His Instagram is at Nana Records Videos.
Excuse me, I have one question. Do you have a heart?